Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
Step right up, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, for the show, the one, the only, Radio St. Pete exclusive, Indie Circuit. That's right, starring yours truly, Mao. But actually, it's just starring a lot of really great, you know, music and slight banter from me and, you know, all that kind of stuff. Well, so, yes, but I will start out by saying, first of all, it's just a solo show this week. A little bit of a bumpy ride for yours truly the last couple of weeks. So, I'm doing this on an off day. And unfortunately, Dr. Morbius couldn't join me, but don't worry, never fret, he will be back. Just been a couple of bad weeks, months, culminating in the passing of my father, whom I loved very dearly. So I guess I will just start off by dedicating this show to my father, George. And that is, he passed away on 6/10/2015. And you will be missed, Pops. And who knows, I might dedicate every show to him and just keep it rolling, but I don't know, probably not. It's kind of a downer start, you know it. This week was pretty rough. We lost Christopher Lee, we lost Dustin Rhodes, we lost my father, so yuck. Let's just say June has not been the best of months, so I'm looking forward to Onward and Upward, and of course, as every good son, he dedicates his time to making sure that the, you know, my mom's doing okay and all that kind of stuff. Don't really talk about too much personal stuff on air, but you know, some things are so meaningful that I will break taboo from time to time. I don't think it's taboo, it's just, you know, tough stuff. But hey, you know what, let's cheer up with a little bit of some fun music. How about that?
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Sweet death. on a midnight gig, 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 me. Looking straight at me. Please steady home, cause I'm crazy about this jelly belly. at work and a kid sleeps in its cradle. And all those dishes are cleaned up from the table. Do you think I make my laundry? Watch it roll and smoke cigars? No, I have better things to do. All around the clock, yes, I'm witching in the kitchen.
What can you make out of this?
This? Well, I could make a hat, or a brooch, or a pterodactyl.
And that was The Real Gone Tones, all the way from Warsaw, Poland. Love those cats. Played for you. Feed Me Ink, Rock and Roll Hiccup, So Cool, and Witchin' in the Kitchen. You gotta love them. Straight out of Warsaw.
Now, a motion picture of pulse-pounding excitement. Of desire inflamed to madness and murder by the wild, provocative young bodies of the Go-Go Girls. Who are the Go-Go Girls? How do they live? Some live only for kicks, and they take their love where they find it. Anywhere, anytime, they get their men. But sometimes it's the wrong kind, a psycho who gets his kicks a different way. The most terrifying of them all, a madman who murdered to a wild rock beat. See Psycho a Go-Go. What fiendish horror lurked in the mind of this sadistic madman? Who were the victims of this hideous monster's orgies? What horrifying role did a little girl and her doll play in his savage midnight world? Psycho a Go-Go. His hate and twisted craving suddenly focused on this one beautiful nightclub star. What drove this maniac to take her any way he could? And he would kill anyone who stood in the way of his insane desire, including her. It's explosive and shocking in every terrifying scene.
Even the girl.
see the pulse-pounding go-go girls, haunted by the most terrifying psycho of them all. If you are strong enough to stand the shock, see Psycho a Go-Go and live an incredible nightmare of fiendish terror. Psycho a Go-Go!
Speaking of which, do you think that you could give me my $20,000 in cash? My concern is, and I've got to check it with my accountant, but that this might bump me up into a higher tax...
Grant, give him the envelope.
Oh, well, you've already got the check made out. That's cool.
So you may have noticed that oftentimes the indie circuit also has tons of very odd old B-movie trailers and stuff like that. Well, that's because a lot of the different podcasts and shows that I do are like steeped in that kind of insanity. Me and Dr. Morbius, who's usually on this show, also do a B-movie review podcast that you can find over at slowrobotagogo.wordpress.com. So if you like that kind of stuff, please check us out. Or you can just go to bunchofdorks.com, and that's the landing page for three different podcasts, two of which are mine. One of them has been going on since, I think, 2003. I thought it was 2005, but buddy at work said, no, you were doing it before they were even called podcasts. And I said, that's weird. So yeah, go to bunchofdorks.com and check all that stuff out. And then, of course, the Indie Circuit is a Radio St. Pete exclusive, because some of the other stuff is played other places, you know. We're also doing, believe it or not, me and Dr. Morris are doing a old horror host on YouTube. We have a YouTube channel. So if you type in, just search Creature Feature with Doc and Clown. It's a very old school creature feature where we introduce these crazy movies and they play, and it's a lot of fun. So, you know, keeps my mind busy, as it were.
We have clearance, Clarence.
Roger, Roger. What's our vector, Victor?
Howard Radio, clearance, over.
That's Clarence, over. Over.
Roger.
Huh?
Everybody, sucker, sucker.
Be Blah, 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 cha, cha, cha. And this is called a blah, blah, cha, cha, cha. Having words to fit is true. So you just say blah, blah, cha, cha, cha. People will say cha cha cha, let's go. And so we'll just leave it this way, and we'll say it's the blah blah cha cha cha. Blah, 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 cha, cha, cha. And this is called a blah, blah, cha, cha, cha. Having words to feed is true. And so you just say blah, blah, cha, cha, cha. So if I could write some words, don't you know? Instead of people, we say cha, 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 let's go. So we're just living this way. And we say it's the blah, blah, cha, cha, cha. Bye.
All righty then.
Son, a woman is a lot like, a refrigerator. They're about 6 feet tall, 300 pounds. They make ice and... Oh, wait a minute. Actually, a woman is more like a beer. They smell good. They look good. You'd step over your own mother just to get one. But you can't stop at one. You want to drink another woman. So I says, yeah, if you want that money, come and find it, because I don't know where it is, you baloney. You make me want a wretch.
And that music I played right before the break, some of my favorite. They are on the Benton label, Audrey Benton, out of Japan. The name of the group is Petty Buka. I played some songs off of their CD, Dancing with Petty Buka. I played Suka Suka, Blah 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 Cha Cha Cha, and one that gets me right in the heartstrings, Perhaps, Perhaps, Perhaps. Very, I don't know, some. I really like their music, I like their sound. They are kind of fun, kind of quirky, always very cool. So check out Benton Records, and check out Petty Buka. Of course, everyone's on Facebook, so you can look up there and tell them Mao from the Indie Circuit sent you. It'll be, give me some street cred. That won't happen. But you should check them out anyway, because why not? The other thing I wanted to add on, I know this is just like the shilling hour, the shillening, as it were. We converted all the old... I used to have an old local public access TV show on in the area called Dubbed 420. And it was a very strange show and very quirky. And we did all kinds of very odd things. And we found those. And we have since started ripping them digitally. And we're going to start uploading those to this YouTube channel as well. I will say, upon watching some of them, I was like, wow... We were really a bit more risque than I remembered. Public access was a very fun time. It was a very cool time. I was very active in the community, and as far as I was friends with the two techs there, and I would jump in and help out any production. I was I did some training for the classes. It was a fun time. It lost its funding, which was just devastatingly heartbreaking to me and almost everyone involved. It was just such a wonderful thing. And the shows were crazy. Now, don't get me wrong, 80% of it was church stuff, and then the other 20 of it was just off the rails insanity, but that's what was the fun part about it, you know. There'd be some really interesting creative stuff done that you can't get away with on regular TV. And, YouTube has since taken that over, but it's really difficult getting noticed in YouTube land. It's kind of lawless. I'm waiting for that to break, as far as you can go and just pretty much find any movie ever made on YouTube and all this stuff. And it's pretty interesting time right now for the internet and for some of the stuff that I don't think we're going to be quite so lawless forever. But you never know. Let's go into some new music from Steve Robinson.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Coach. Good luck with your foosball.
Restaurant or a crumb at your table. Elastic man with elastic.
Look at you in fencing trousers and your finest sneer. We were so young and we were full of it. Fearless on the face of it, and not much underneath to hold us back from taking all the chances. Never looking in. Ourselves again. I pissed off to the USA while you went down to London to find yourself. I guess I did the same. Different streets with different names and different points of view to fall into. Busy taking chances, drinking it all in.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
And as I alluded to earlier, that was Steve Robinson. I played for you off his brand spanking new CD. I played Seize the Day, Elastic Man, and Hello, Hello, We're Back Again. Boy, he is a incredible artist and talent. He's been doing this for a very long time. You know, he's actually toured around and he played on The Tonight Show. With a band, and just one of those guys that's really amazing, and he's, you know, works with me, and it's always fun to learn more. I keep thinking I have to interview Steve and especially Steve and Ed Wotill, they, you know, do a lot of work together, and they're local artists, and they're just great guys, really cool and fun. And I would like to, you know, boy, I keep talking about it, but I got to start get up and do it. I want to interview them and get some cool stories for you guys so I can play them on air. Maybe I'll try and get that done. But, you know, time is fleeting.
Hi, I'm looking for Ray Finkel. And a clean pair of shorts.
Jim Rex? What's Jim Rex? Would you believe a movie audience guide presented as a public service by this theater's management to help you select your motion picture entertainment? Well, that's what it is. And we urge you to learn these rating symbols and use them as a guide for you and your family. G means suggested for general audiences, all ages. M, suggested for mature audiences, parental discretion advised. R, restricted, persons under 16 not admitted unless accompanied by parent or adult guardian. X, persons under 16 will not be admitted. This seal in advertising indicates that the film was approved under the Motion Picture Code of Self-Regulation.
We saw somebody murdered.
Some sort of ritual across the river. A girl got stabbed.
Two men witness an unspeakable evil and get trapped in an unbelievable nightmare. 20th Century Fox presents Race with the Devil, starring Peter Fonda and Warren Oates.
They're trying to screw with our brains.
So what are we going to do about it?
There was nowhere they could hide.
They've seen us.
There was no one they could trust.
Did anybody hear anything? Didn't anybody see anything?
There was nothing they could do but run and fight and race with the devil. When you race with the devil, you'd better be faster than hell. Peter Fonda and Warren Oates in Race with the Devil. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Time to go home now, little doggies. Nothing for you in this truck. No food. Dogs, I want you to go home.
Get off my bumper! Come on!
Singing into the wrong ground, broken to me.
gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
And that, my friends, was a band I met in Korea called Midnight Smoke and Drive. I played for you Triple S, Moonrise Blues, and See You. You know, I really love their music, and I wish I could have gotten more of it. Then I thought they broke up, but now I think they're back together again. I don't know. You know these wacky bands. It's always interesting. I love bands put out music, and they put out CDs and stuff, and leave a mark on the world, you know. And that's something I've always kind of strive to do is do good, leave my mark on the world as far as, you know, providing funny stuff or entertainment or cool things for people to listen to. I don't know what it amounts to, you know. A lot of self-reflecting going on in my life at this time, and I always kind of hope that you know, people stumble upon my many podcasts or recordings or shows and stuff like that, maybe in, you know, 20, 30 years, 50 years or something like that, if it's still around, and somebody finds it and they laugh and you're like, wouldn't that be cool, you know? And that's what I always kind of admire, movies and music and musicians that make this really great music. And I always kind of hope that, like, you know, somebody stumbles upon their creations in years to come and goes, wow, what a cool thing, you know. And that's, I don't know. I don't know how realistic that is. They say, once something's on the internet, it's there forever. I think that's a little bit of a grandiose feeling, but you never know. That's going to be it for this week. Thanks for tuning in. Next week, I promise, Dr. Morbius will be back, and much more hilarity will ensue. Again, I'd like to dedicate this show to my pops, George. You will be missed, my friend, every day in every way. Thanks for tuning in, and I will see you all next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.